T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Gresh and Keith.
And the pitch is swung on, hit hard, and Story has it to his left. Nice play, throws to first, ball game over, the Red Sox sweep the Tigers.
Andy Gresh.
For us to go to where we want to, we have to do this. Now we go on the road, let's just keep doing what we're doing. And if we do that, we're going to be okay.
Rich Keith.
Bradley Beal is coming in.
Why? How are they getting it done?
He opted out. With who did he play for?
It was Washington.
Okay.
Gresh and Keith, right now.
Horford coming off the bench. You got Bradley Beal, Marcus Smart, Brown Tatum, Robin Williams.
Look at me, son. It's not your fault.
And everything's gonna just listen. Those guys got us to 2 games away to be in the final. So you add Bradley Beal
right
over the top
on WEEI.
We're into the final hour, Gresh and Keith. And the reason you should every once in a while pop in on our Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, is because you just saw a man inhale a burger in, I would dare say, a minute and a half or maybe 2 minutes, and that person was not who you would expect.
It was me.
It was you.
It was me, Austin. It was me all along.
It was you.
A delicious cheeseburger. You had a limited amount of time to eat it.
And
apparently the Twitch chat, we can't show the highway. Don't we normally show the highway? Instead, they're showing me stuffing my face, just housing a burger over here.
Well, that's because Zeke was eating too. So the
commercial break is just us hammering food. Hey, stay tuned for the next one. I'm going to eat this hot dog.
That's right. You eat the hot dog. You eat it the
our Twitch viewers will go way up.
Oh, listen. Way up. It the right way. You never know. It'll pop a number.
I'm going to charge extra.
I'll put a bikini top on. You eat the hot dog, and there you go.
It's like when Ozzy stopped eating bats at concerts. I'm going to eat this whole peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Oh, that's right. Yay.
Go ahead.
And then he takes the bite, and it's
that's good food.
So, guy from the 207,
yeah.
Gresh likes cheeseburgers without the cheese was the first comment. Actually,
true.
Sorry. Christy 0902, oh, I love cheeseburgers. X-Bear 28, crush that thing, Keith.
Yeah, no doubt.
$10 shake, that is a tasty burger.
Wash this down with your Sprite.
Nola to Boss says, chew your food, Keith.
Just stuff it down.
Another one, MCU with the loose, looks juicy. X-Bear, I respect the hustle.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. $10 shake asks a very pertinent question of you, having eaten that burger.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you put on your burger?
That was cheese and ketchup.
Is that the way you would normally do it?
I mix and match. I don't always eat it the same way. If somebody's got a little slice of lettuce, go ahead. I don't mind mustard on there. I don't mind bacon on there. I don't mind. I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
When I have one, if I'm going to deck it out, as you mentioned, it is
fried egg.
It's ketchup, spicy mustard.
I like a spice. Yep.
Ketchup, spicy mustard, mayo, bacon, lettuce.
Like a jalapeno
extra
pepper.
Extra pickles.
Oh, yeah. Pickles I like.
Love
on there,
pickles.
Too. Yeah, yeah. But this was a grab-and-go situation, as you could tell, for those that watched me eat the whole thing in 90 seconds.
Well, we just
sent, grab-and-go.
We just sent the second group, or the second round of golfers off.
Yeah, I saw you emceed that. That was nice.
Yeah, our big boss, Mike Thomas, is here playing with Ken Laird. So they'll be talking about clocks and all that kind of stuff. Because I think Mike can play, but I'm not so sure about Ken.
Hartwell.
Greg Hill is roaming around as well. Yep. I saw Greg O taking some photos and stuff like that. I think.
And we talked to the great Lenny Clark, who was in the house.
Oh.
I feel like every time I see Lenny, it's at a golf tournament, by the way. Every single time I see him.
Well, I joked with Lenny, and thank God he's a comedian, Because I told him, I said, Cripes of Money, every time I go on Facebook, he's getting revived. He was in Colorado, had an issue. He was more recent. He had he's emceeing everything tonight.
He looks great.
He is. Lenny's the best, man. He's just a fantastic guy. By the way, he listens, loves the show. He loves everybody, and that's okay. I accept love from guys like Lenny.
I love it.
Who are finding ways to, you know, dodge the Grim Reaper and all that. Mm-hmm. We got a Keith Kobayashi. That's a deep cut. That is a deep cut.
And again, stay tuned this next break. You watch me eat this hot dog.
Oh, great guy from the 207 ASMR food eating now.
If you want, I can bite some pickles. Don't save that off, guy. don't save that.
If you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself? That's from Radio Chicken.
I'd slather myself in ketchup and mustard. I certainly would.
There you go. See, and now we're getting everybody jumping in with basically they're putting in their food orders. It's pretty much what it is.
Well, yeah, cookies here I'm going to eat during the break. This one's on this. Look at a couple of nice cookies.
So we got plenty of food here. Yeah. And, the Celtics had plenty of players after tonight's NBA draft. Because there's a couple of things going on here. Number one, draft this night. Celtics obviously did the right thing in sending away their first-round pick to get Derek White. You come two wins away from the winning an NBA championship. You know you made the right move. However,
same with Horford, right? Because they had two first-round picks this year. And they flipped them both. But I have no complaints. I don't think anybody should.
And now it looks like the Celtics want to try to get back at least into the bottom of the first round. And the question is, for what? Is it a big? Is it a shooter? Is it a playmaker? Is it a guy who is it a candlestick maker? Is it Baker Mayfield? Who the hell knows?
Well, the other rumors that are out there concerning the Celtics are they would also be willing to listen on Peyton Pritchard and Grant Williams, which to me jumps out as they're looking for upgrades there. I think they want another big man off the bench because you know Al Horford is going to be nearing the end of his road. You can't really count on Daniel Tice. So if you're going to create a roster spot, you want another power forward. I think they could also use another guard and probably somebody that's better than Peyton Pritchard, like somebody who's a little bit more of a playmaker. And is it in the draft? Maybe. Like if they really think that there's somebody there late 20s tonight. Again, it's the same area where Danny Ainge drafted Grant Williams and Peyton Pritchard. Mm-hmm. And even Robert Williams. Like, we're all sort of late first-rounders that you could say are varying degrees of hits so far. So basically, there's three scenarios at play. What do you think is the most likely tonight? Either a big move, a little move, or no move?
I think they're going to try to make a little move, and it's going to lead to a no move. And I think some of it will depend on kind of how the draft board falls. Because let's just say the Celtics are looking at very much prospects, let's go 25 through 40 in the draft, right?
Because
you don't know what other teams are going to be into. You kind of have an idea. I know there's like jokes on Twitter and online right now about the whole, the Woj bomb's getting blown up and Woj will have the whole draft and all this and all that. But you at least have the neighborhood of guys, right? Because for the Celtics to get up in the second round, I would think that would be pretty easy. And if the guy they really like hits the second round, maybe it falls into their lap. I don't know. It's one of those weird things. Like, it's unlike the NFL draft where, like, you know, here's where this group of players going to be. Here are your couple of needs. I think for me, it goes back to that playmaking comment. What exactly does that mean from Brad Stevens?
Right, yeah, it is.
Because that'll determine the kind of the style of player he wants to go to.
No, there is that. And then if you're trying to get into the first round, all right, what does it take? And there might be teams that are trying to get out, but they're not just going to give you the pick. So what would it take to get in there? And is Grant Williams, like Grant Williams for number 28 overall, is that a good deal for both sides? Or is that more of a good deal for, in this case, Golden State? Like, is he a little bit more valuable than 28? Whereas if I said, hey, it's Aaron Nesmith for the 28th pick, I think everybody in the world would say, sure, take another crack at it. Even though you got him at 14 overall, it's been a couple of years. He doesn't look like he can play. And maybe another team, whether it's Golden State or somebody else, viewed him highly 2 years ago in the draft and says, you know what, change of scenery, maybe he can shoot for us. And if you can get a first-rounder for him, I'm doing it. If you can get a first-rounder for Pritchard, I'm doing it. Grant Williams, as much as I kind of dump on him, you're like, all right, well, this guy did have some big moments in the playoffs. So is he worth, again, he's not worth a lottery pick, but he's probably worth more than the 28th overall pick.
I think it's like with Pritchard, we know that when Pritchard's deal is up, he can either stay here for a little bit of money or he's gone, right?
Yeah, right. He'll just be a backup point guard in the league.
Now, Grant Williams has a different kind of value, and this is where it gets into the let's see what kind of contract P.J. Tucker gets. What is kind of the max you would be willing to pay for a player like Grant Williams.
9-10.
Okay, and that's got to come into play for Brad Stevens at some point, because he's looking at the cap. He's looking at the how can I find a way to make all this work. And to your point, I don't think you really want to give up any of the core 10. If there was one guy who is easily expendable, it's Pritchard, because I think you can replace some of what he does. But you're bringing in a rookie who's going to be like Grant Williams?
No, probably not.
Probably not.
And that's why you wonder if, is it just to free up the roster spot for somebody else who's going to come in and play? Because you're right, their bench really let them down. And if they could find a cheaper Daniel Tice, just so they have a little bit more wiggle room, maybe they do that. Maybe they flip him to somebody and get a cheaper version.
Now, that's a guy I didn't think of, because you're right. And maybe that's where you end up. If it's Tice, one of the trade exceptions, maybe a future first.
Yeah, if you want anything, if you want anything of value, your future firsts are going to have to be what's involved.
Yes,
because nobody's talking about Tatum or Brown anymore, or Robert Williams, and then the Marcus Smart. I don't think you're doing that. I guess that's the one name that keeps getting brought up. We took calls on it yesterday.
Yeah,
I got to find a point guard. And you're like, all right, well, I think you have one in Smart. You could do a whole lot worse, that's for sure. And so I think it's sort of those bench pieces and then the first-round picks. That's how deals really get done. You look at all the star players. It's a couple of young guys usually, maybe a contract to make the money work, and then a flood of first-round picks, whether it was Drew Holiday or James Harden or whatever in years past, Paul George, like all these guys, you have to add on all these picks.
So I know that we mentioned Brian Robb a lot. He's had a lot of these stories and notes that are out there, our buddy B-Rob of Mass Live. And he had a note saying that the Celtics will be interested in Nicholas Batum once free agency begins. Is that – you're already shaking your head.
I just feel like you're
not into it.
I feel like the best of Batum is behind us. I don't think he is a great player anymore. You know, it almost sort of – not just because they're both French, but it's like when they brought in Evan Fournier, you're like, all right, well, what are you going to get out of Fournier? I know Batum's a better defensive player than Fournier, but I don't know. That doesn't – really do it for me.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned Evan Fournier, because we've talked about that big trade player exception that they have and all that. But would Evan Fournier fit this group now?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
Because he'll play defense?
I think it drops off too much defensively.
But on a good team like this, like last year, the Celtics were nowhere near whereas they were offensively. To be able to let Fournier go drop threes.
I mean, again, you want a shooter, and then the thing is, all right. Well, Grant Williams this year was what, one of the 15 best 3-point shooters percentage wise, wasn't he?
Dear Lord,
I think he and Pritchard both were.
Yeah.
So, and those are the guys we're talking about improving on. And then you're like, well, what skill set do you want them to have? It's like, well, they got to be able to shoot threes. And they're like, well, those guys did. So then you end up kind of talking in circles. So you're like, I guess the question is, can both of those guys do it again? Can they do it consistently? And is the rest of their game good enough where you can kind of stomach, you know, Peyton Pritchard not being a great defensive player or Grant Williams being extremely limited on offense? Like, it's just that one shot that he can make.
617-779-7937. And here's what I hope. Like, so I'm wrestling with this because you gave away a first-round pick to get Derek White. That was a part of the deal to get him, okay?
Yep.
Now you want to go get a first-round pick to get a young guy, but if you were giving up a first-round pick and getting another veteran, I would feel better about it, because what I don't want is for the Celtics to give away their first-round picks in trades and then be like, boy, but we really like this guy in the draft. So now you're kind of chasing your – like, if you're going to give up first-round picks or you're going to give up currency, I'd like to get something that's a sure thing, like a Derek White, where I'm not trying to project if this guy works out, he then fits into our system this way.
All right, so here's my pipe dream. Here's the one big player that I want, and maybe this involves getting a first-round pick.
I like it.
I want DeJounte Murray from the San Antonio Spurs. He was an all-star last year, over 20 a game. He led the league in steals, like 9 assists, like really, really good player. Only 25, 26.
Okay.
And a meaningful contract. And there's rumors that they might deal him. Now, one of the reports is San Antonio wants a Drew Holiday-like deal. Drew Holiday went for George Hill, Eric Bledsoe, 3 first-round picks and 2 pick swaps. Now, they won the title the next year, so clearly that was the right move for Milwaukee to make. Mm-hmm. And neither of those players ended up really being anything. So if you're the Celtics, maybe this is a little bit of a smokescreen. Like, them trying to get the Warriors pick or them trying to get a pick is actually just to send it to San Antonio because they don't want to wait for all their first-round picks. They want at least one of them this year.
You know what? That's interesting. I mean, maybe there could be that.
Maybe. I don't know. And San Antonio might say, well, we don't want Aaron Nesmith, but if you can get us a late first-rounder this year, we'll take that as part of the package for Murray. That's my hope because you're right. At 28 overall, what are the chances you get a guy that for this upcoming season – is better than Williams or Pritchard?
No.
Not that they won't be long-term. I'm sure there's a decent chance they're better than Peyton Pritchard, but for this year, maybe not.
Yeah, that's worth thinking about. 617-779-7937. It's kind of been laid out that trading for Bradley Beal looks at least a little unlikely. We'll get to who the Celtics could acquire with their TPEs. By the way, Greg Hill just he told me he was good at golf.
Did he smoke one?
Hi,
it's Greg Hill.
This is the WEEI foursome here in front of us.
Yeah, this is Grego hit one really bad one to the left, but then hit one down the left side. And they're off to a rousing start there, the WEEI foursome.
Looks like Zeke might have had it all on film. So we'll get the Greg Hill, the
Zeke's
Ken Laird.
Burn that, Zeke! Yeah. Burn it, Zeke! Save yourself, babe! Doctor up those photos before you throw those out there. Zeke's done a great job today running the Twitch chat as well.
He just leaves it on us during the commercial break so you can watch me house a
burger. Well, that's true. Yeah, in fact, again, you're going to be like Peter Griffin at Fenway Park and suck that hot dog right up your nose.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, more of Gresh and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Somebody in the Twitch chat said, I must be going to Miami after the show. Why? Because I wore a button-up shirt.
What's
I got
that?
Sunglasses on.
No, I don't understand the reference.
I know I dyed the beard this morning, and
maybe
I
that's
tried
why.
To.
Yeah, it could be.
But you really, well, I get. Apparently, you can tell. Like I know I can tell because it's a real gray part there, and I know you're waiting for me to go just jet black and
jet
look like
black.
A total a-hole.
Well, why not embrace it?
I have. That's why I do this.
Yeah, fair. All right.
People are.
People enjoy me eating the hot dog, two cookies, and a bag of chips.
Yep. There was a little bit of that. You're eating it. It says, hello, friends, a tradition unlike no other.
Stuffing food in my face.
And let me see here. The Jim Nance and Nick Faldo of WEEI observing the golf tournament.
That is us right here. So this must be one then, huh? This is right in front of us?
Yeah. This is one. Right. And the WEEI contingent with Greg Hill and Ken Laird.
Mike
and
Thomas.
The boss is down there. Too, yep. And Zeke was ordered to burn the video, the tee shots, because
weren't hot off the box.
What they really should have done is taken Zeke's phone and given him a club and let him take one and somebody else do the video, because it was
you live and you learn.
Yeah. You live and you. And by the way, everybody is busting Zeke's balls on this too. Everybody spam Zeke. What are we doing?
Leave Zeke alone.
He's a hardworking guy.
Correct.
He's a little overdressed. Ben Charleston only has a pullover on because he weighs maybe 135 pounds. Who weighs more? How about this?
All right, let's play a game.
Could you put Ben and Barrett together, and would they weigh more than Shime?
I'm the wrong guy to ask. I've never seen Barrett in my life. I've never run into the guy.
You've
never met him, never seen him. I have no idea. He could be the biggest guy in the world or the smallest guy in the world.
This?
I have no clue.
Blonde Mike Giardi. He said yesterday.
Oh, is he?
He said the only thing he eats are veggie burgers at night.
Veggie burgers?
Yeah, he's a veggie burger.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. He did a clean living, clean diet, probably.
Is he a ginger, John?
He's a ginger.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed.
Oh, he's a ginger redhead. Giardi. Oh, there's a market for that. He'd do numbers on Twitch.
So he'd get a sunburn.
Well, yeah, that's really too. Easy, I got a sunburn. If you need a sunburn, I'm your guy.
Okay, but
I got this fair Irish skin.
But that's the thing. I don't think he's Irish. I just think he's a.
Did I have mustard on my shirt?
Yeah.
What is that? Well, have you told me about this?
I mean, well,
what a slob. What happened here?
You really can't see it on the Twitch.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. But you definitely got some.
I'm naked on it. It's really on there.
Do you need a wipe? Here. Hold on.
I need a change of clothes.
Yeah. No.
Your Hobart shirt's ruined.
Hold on a second. I got the.
I need a club soda.
Here you go.
And a tequila.
Yeah, a wet wipe. You can wipe your shirt down. There you go. I can't carry those
guys. Always prepared.
Well, are you kidding me?
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Plus,
COVID-19.
Plus, you never know what you're going to need whenever you go on remote. Like I've been sent out on many a remotes with nary a skilled and trained professional.
Thank you.
Other than myself, so I come prepared. You know me. I got
it's very nice. Very kind.
Whole thing of extension cords and. Stuff like that.
You're always ready to go.
In my pickup truck. Yeah, you got to be. Well, it's also the dad thing, too. Just wait, brother.
Speaking of trucks.
You're going to be walking around with bags full of Cheerios for the next 5 years.
It's my life. That's my life right now. No, we haven't unpacked this John Carr situation. Can we get to this now?
Might as well.
No. All right, so in the first break of the show, John mentioned his car was getting towed out of our lot. Mind you, we have a private lot at work. You have to enter a code to get in. The gate opens, and then you can park wherever. There's, a decent number of spots.
Mm-hmm. No, wait, do you think it just got towed by, the authorities, or...
No, I have no idea, John. You just said your car was getting towed, and you needed to call someone.
Yeah, I called a tow truck to come tow my car.
What happened to this hunk of crap you drive?
There's all kinds of lights going off on the thing, and it's been getting worse all week because I decided to drive on it.
Billy and John got a ride share now.
Didn't you just get your car fixed?
Yeah, and it took 2.5 months and $3,000.
Oh.
And then you got it, and all it's lighting up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah,
when
I drove out of the place that fixed it before, I will not say their name, but I will not be using their services again. The check engine light
Ken's
was
guy?
On. Ken's guy did great work actually. So I drove out of that first place. Check engine light comes on, and I can smell the exhaust leaking. So I brought it to Ken's guy, who fixed the exhaust for me, bringing the grand total of the whole debacle to $3,000 after 2.5, close to 3 months without a car.
My God!
And now every single light on the heads-up display that could possibly be lighting up is lighting up.
I would view that as a couple of those lights must cancel each other out. It says check the engine, it says the oil. It's that can't both be true, so that's fine. So just keep, as long as there's an even number of them.
I didn't even know what ABS was. I had to look it up, but that thing's going off.
I thought that's what your problem was.
Is that the anti-lock?
Is
that the anti-lock brake system?
I thought that was his
something
poop
like
issues.
That. Anti-brake something. No, that's IBS.
IBS.
Oh,
yeah, it's a different thing.
But John's ABS. I was just going to say, yeah, both are costly.
Yeah, so that's not a great sign, John.
It was horrible because, you know, the issue is that I was late to that appointment to get the you know what, and I kind of was driving a bit recklessly and definitely had to slam the brakes a few times, hit a couple potholes, and I think that sort of started the issues, and then I drove on it, and that made the issues worse. All kinds of issues right now.
So then you called somebody to come tow it today so they can, I guess, try to get another look at it? Same place?
I towed it to a family friend's place that's in on the South Shore.
Should have
started with them, maybe.
Well, John's got a stepdad now here because we know his mom's engaged, so
call him,
knows?
Ask for money. That's
Hey, Dad. That's what you do.
I'm suddenly wavering on the approval I gave you a week ago.
You know, if you really
It would greatly
my...
improve your situation I like if I had automobile. $1,000 in my pocket.
Seriously. If you really want my full approval, you will help me.
I'm boycotting the wedding.
You just go buy him, John, another car.
Well, that is unfortunate. Yeah, I didn't know what was going on because he said it real quick during the training. He's like, my car's getting towed. I'm like, who's coming into our lot? That's what I thought.
I know. I had to let them in. And then during the commercial break, I told you guys, hey, I have to call the car guys. You two burst out laughing for whatever reason. The audience didn't even hear this. I don't know what was so comical about me needing to place a phone call about my damn car.
I just find joy in it.
It was how you slid it in.
Yeah, that's all.
I have a very, my life exists in about a two-square-mile area around our station. I only need the car to visit relatives. That's the only reason I have that. I can use public transit for anything. I made it 3 months without a car and I was fine. I only needed to visit people.
Maybe sell
they
it.
Should start coming to me. No, can't Maybe. Do that.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't get anything for it.
Yeah, markets. No, I'd actually get $30. A lot for it. The problem is I would have to replace it because I also, like, I need to do that. I need to go visit the people I love and everything, Rich.
John. Visit the people I love. John. Yeah, have them come to this FaceTime. That's why people have FaceTime.
I didn't say this on air, but just light it on fire.
The car?
Yeah.
Well, Quincy Corey has been drained for however many years now.
Yeah, go get something else.
Because there I was my own business. I came back. It was on fire.
Don't we know some people that can steal it? And then he can just call.
It's like,
there you
like
go.
A gone baby gone situation. Like I'll pay off Mingles or something to take lighter fluid to light it on fire.
Let me tell you something. If I were to pick one person in the Odyssey family.
To blow up a car?
To get rid of something.
Oh.
Mingles would be the first call.
Oh, he would know. This wouldn't be his first rodeo with getting insurance on cars.
Hell, no. Oh, dude, he would know how to blow it up. He would know how to get rid of it. Right. I mean, you would. Yeah, he could write the book on it. If you need something done, you at least call Mingles first. Because if he can't do it, he might know somebody who could. I say that with love. I'm not cracking on Mingles.
No,
he's the best guy in our building.
What's the better car story? John driving out of the place that was supposed to fix it and all the lights turning on? Or Billy trying to buy a car that the battery didn't work. Like, what a debacle between these two and their cars.
Mean, this really
smokes.
Is.
We're Billy, splitting an Uber home, though.
Yeah, good. Good idea. Uber share. What? Yeah, Billy, what's the status now on your car?
Yeah.
Still on standby about that loan.
Got it. So what? Now it's not even the car people's fault.
No, none of us has been.
Is Ernie Bach down there?
None of us has been the car people's fault. Can you give him a headset?
I haven't seen Ernie.
This is strictly the credit union I've been dealing with trying to get a couple extra bucks for it.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Man, we need...
I guess they don't want my money.
Yeah, right. I have money that I have earned, and I would like to pay you for the vehicle.
What a disaster.
Yeah, it really stinks.
And I'm not going to lie.
No, it's awful.
I just had some work done on my truck because the brakes went because going back into this traffic. Again, pandemic, the demise of the American city. 2 years later, traffic. Everybody's driving again.
Yeah, the gas is $5 a gallon.
That's right.
And everybody's working from home, and yet it's gridlock every day getting to work.
I don't get it.
That makes sense.
Yeah, how was it coming down here?
Horrible. Well, then a couple of places that I had to drive were like, oh, three lanes, now suddenly two lanes. And you're like, why?
A lot of merging going on, yep, no question. Yep. And again, for me, I'm 60 miles up, 60 miles back because live in Seekonk.
Yeah,
it's easier to, hey, listen, it's easier to drive than just to get another house and move everybody.
That's true.
So I go through this every day and pretty much all the time. But this is a real concern that both of our producers
are fighting a battle. They should do a podcast about cars.
Oh, and then there's Shime, who moves off of our show, goes to the Greg Hill show for more money. Let's just be open about that.
Yep.
And yet his car looks like it has more dents in it. And I don't think it's riding on one of the of your spare wheels. I think he has two spare wheels on there now. I don't know where he found the other one.
One of his wheels is a triangle.
Seriously.
Yeah, you shouldn't do the highway with those. You got to keep that below 50. Well, it's like the opposite of speed.
So he takes his girlfriend's car to go to New Hampshire, and he goes to make his bets then, right?
Because
that car.
Yeah, he must.
He parks it in a parking lot in New Hampshire and just leaves it there.
It's a dangerous game.
There's what it is.
Yeah.
John goes with Shime, and they leave his car in like a rest area to go put in their bets.
Yeah.
Somebody has stolen the car when they come out.
Doors are open. Keys are in.
And John. Yeah, right.
I could probably sell it to like the Hicks in the way up there in New Hampshire, and they could blow it up to do a gender reveal.
They would want that, or they would just take all the pieces and make another car. They're very handy up there.
As the representatives of the Hicks, I think they'd look at your car and go, nah, I can do better.
Yeah, I'll just make one.
They'd rather Billy's car, because Billy's old car would have more parts. That would be
classic
more
classic pieces.
Billy's car probably had a real catalytic converter in it. I'm surprised somebody hasn't taken it out.
Oh yeah,
I'm surprised Billy hasn't taken it out. Apparently, this bank doesn't want his money. He's got
couldn't find it to save my life. If you open up the hood, I wouldn't know what the hell I was looking for.
Yeah, no one's here today. Mingles must be up there doing it now. He's been waiting for his chance.
Everybody's hitting the links here. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, there's some of our sales folks are here as well, and the GM down in Providence, Brian Selecki, has put this together, and it's a hell of a job. Might be the second time he's ever been mentioned on air here at WEEI, but that's okay. As he walks by. Sorry, 14 years is second mention. Yeah. There you go. So
pretty nice.
Now we're sucking up to everybody. I saw all the sponsors and stuff and all that. And well, John's poor car. This is
it's a shame. No, really, it's a pain in the ass.
No, I've given him rides, but I feel bad for him. Like, oh, hey, you want the easy ride home? Come on, I'm going that way. Then I get lost. Then I'm on Route 9.
You're
like, wait a minute,
go.
I'm going towards Chestnut Hill. What am I doing here?
Yeah,
so then I get lost, and there you go.
Gresham dropped me off and almost hit my landlord one time.
Oh, that old bag. She got in the way. I tried to do John a favor.
You got to get off the tracks when the train's coming, lady.
Well, listen, I'm driving. Here's the thing, right? My Ford F-150, like, part of the reason I get into issues in traffic is because I own that sumbitch.
Yeah, you own it.
So if somebody with a G-Wagon comes rolling up club thumping or tub thumping, and they're, like, trying to just barge into traffic.
Not happening.
I just sit there and peg them the finger and say, you know what? You ain't getting in.
Not on my
watch. Then they, like, want to nudge in. Like, go ahead, hit it. What are you going to do? I own it. You don't, dummy. And then the people like look at you and they're like, how come you just didn't let me barge in? It's like, shut up.
Terrible.
Down by the IHOP, which is near the station.
Great turn in.
Oh, that whole thing there? Forget about it.
Cluster.
There's always that one rube who can't wait in the back of the line. He's got to pull in and be like, yeah, I'm worth going through. That's the one that I flip by. That's the person who knocked on my window that one time.
I still can't believe that happened. What did that guy expect? You gotta get out of the car.
Should I have done a grab by the goozle?
Grab him by the goozle.
And then be like, stand on there and just keep riding down the road.
Drag him a few miles.
Oh, that would have been that would have been fantastic. The Twitch chat is probably just exploding right now. Oh, here we go. Jeremy the Curtis fan. What kind of car does Sean drive?
Jeremy the Curtis fan? That's a red flag.
I don't drive a crap box. It's a Volkswagen Jetta.
Ooh.
Somebody was like, oh, you drive an F-150? Well, yeah. How about this? 90% of the cars I get in, I don't fit.
Right.
Even thin me. Like, I'm still 6'5", so that's a problem. And I want something wide.
Yeah.
And I want something high off the ground, too.
Sure you do.
I can't be tall and, like, sinking down in a Tesla.
Go lower.
Where I feel like I'm running as I'm going up the road.
I'd like to see you drive a little Prius.
For God's sakes. Finangarang says, J.A. has a bike. That's what John needs. That's what we got
to
do.
We have the blue bike system in the city. I don't need to get one.
No, you know what?
Bike, huh?
We need to get you one of those motorized bikes.
Oh, that'd be good.
Scooters are the craze up here right now.
You got to buzz around on that.
And by the way, I meant to send this to the Greg Hill show, and I know we're not going to get to it completely, but apparently in the state of Rhode Island, they have now passed a law. Folks, if you thought the bike lanes were bad, now we have parking for strollers.
So explain this to me. So...
As someone who might be using
I have strollers. So my vehicle, if I have a stroller, I get to park there, or I literally get to park the stroller there?
Well, that's what it seems like. But apparently now in Rhode Island, if you have 50 to 100 parking spaces in your lot, let's say, you have to allocate some of them for people who would be getting out of a car with a stroller, because apparently in Rhode Island, I guess we have a massive issue of not having enough space for people to park and open a door and pick up their child.
Oh, so that's
and
the thing.
Put them in the wheelie cart thing and then wheel them around. How hard is that?
It doesn't really make any sense. Either just you got to make the lanes a little bit. If you're that close to parking, it's not ideal. So maybe you open it up a little bit. Or it's very simple. You put the stroller in the trunk or in the back. So you pull into your spot. You pop the top or the back. You bring the stroller out. You get your kid, throw them in it, and you're wheeling anyway. You
shouldn't
don't need to park that close.
It really shouldn't be
it's
that
the whole
hard.
Idea of having the wheels.
But again, we have to. So now we have to have specialized parking spaces for people
everybody.
With. So it's so we have electric cars.
Yep.
You got to have the big cars.
Right.
You have the typical handicap ones.
You got the guys with IBS.
You have the, right. ABS and IBS.
Andy Hart gets to park wherever he wants.
That's right. In fact, those parking spaces have portalets so that if you got to do a run in, you're okay there.
You got the. Yeah, you got the electric cars. They got
the electric
their spot
cars,
to plug
right.
in.
Yeah, so if I go to Lowe's now, I might as well just walk from my house. It'd be easier.
It'd be closer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I'd get there quicker. I wouldn't have to worry about it and all that stuff. Well, anyway.
Ridiculous.
There's the car breakdown.
That's the update on that.
Here's some of the players that the Celtics could target.
All right, hit me. I'll yay or nay each one.
With the trade player exception.
Give me a guy.
All right, here we go. The big one at $17.1 million. Duncan Robinson?
So kind of intriguing, actually. He signed that big contract with Miami. For 2 years in a row, he was a cold-blooded, lights-out shooter.
Yep.
Last year, he gets benched, barely even plays in the playoffs, and he is such a liability on defense. I don't think the Celtics would entertain it, but I wonder if there's a bounce-back year in it for him because he was such a good shooter,
mm-hmm.
and then last year just wasn't really for him, and teams started going after him more on defense, so... I would say no, but it's at least you at least pause on it.
DeJounte Murray,
100% yes, the most yes.
Norman Powell of the Clippers.
Norman Powell's pretty good. He was good with the Raptors too. He's a sneaky good player. I don't mind that one.
Now this was, I do believe, the player that Ryan McDonough mentioned yesterday, Kevin Huerter of the Atlanta Hawks.
He was pretty good when the Celtics played against the Hawks over the last couple of years. He had some big moments and some big shots. He can again, but he's another guy that you'd be adding to the. Brown, Tatum, kind of wing-type player.
Mm.
But he's certainly a better scorer than Derek White is. I think he's more consistent than Grant Williams is. So I would put Murray first, Powell second, Huerter third.
Terrence Ross of the Magic.
Nah, not for me.
For the $6.9 million exception, which, by the way, does not expire until just after the 1st of January 2023, there is the other Holiday, Justin Holiday.
Yeah, I mean, again, $7 million, if you look at the salaries in the league now, that's less than what Daniel Tice is making. It's less than really every guy on the Celtics outside of their rookie deal is making. So you're not going to get a whole lot with this.
Patty Mills of the Brooklyn Nets, who has a player option, and they wanted him last year.
Veteran guy that can run the point. You know, a different player than Peyton Pritchard, but that's not a bad one.
Rui Hachimura.
Look at Zaga guy? Nah, I'm good.
And then there's the $5.9 million exception where you could go for Pat Connaughton, who has a player option.
I'd go with Pat Connaughton.
Cam Reddish of the Knicks or Ish Smith of the Wiz?
I'd be interested in Connaughton, wouldn't you? If he's your ninth guy, let's say, I think you're in pretty good shape because he's a good rebounding guard.
Yep.
He'll play defense. He can get hot and from the outside.
And acquirable.
Yeah. And like for that money, again, based on that $5.9 million, there's not a ton of guys that would fit that mold. Maybe he would be interested in coming back home, too. Obviously, the local guy. I would take him.
I'm with you on that. Connaughton would be interesting. Obviously, DeJounte Murray would be the high-end buy. I don't know if the Celtics will be able to have enough to maybe pull that off, but... Nevertheless, so we'll see what happens tonight. NBA draft starts at, is it 7 or 8? I think
probably 8.
Yeah, I think it's like 7 o'clock for the pregame where they'll try to have Woj not tell us what all these teams are going to do and all that.
Yeah,
whatnot.
I usually stay off of Twitter when I'm watching. Like, same with the NFL draft. I don't want to know every single pick. I'd rather watch it unfold.
No, that's true.
You know?
Yeah. Hopefully the Celtics do something and give us a little buzz
yep.
tomorrow.
Possible.
You got something. Gives us some buzz as we're on our way out of here next.
Original.
W-E-E-I.
W-E-E-I.
New England Sports Original.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is good.
stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Keith. It's Gresh and Keith on WEEI.
Time for You Got Something, and it is brought to us by Unified Office. If you run a business, you know the rough impact the labor shortage can have on your customers' phone experience. Unified Office specializes in keeping businesses from losing incoming customer calls and revenue. Learn more at unifiedoffice.com. And as usual, we start with Billy Lanny. You got something.
I do have something. And, like, look, here we go. Who am I to judge people's dating habits?
But.
You know what I mean? If you want to date somebody, date somebody. But right. Kendall Jenner broke up with Devin Booker after being together 2 years.
What?
Yeah, no. Do you find it a little odd that they broke up right before the NBA draft?
Ooh.
Who's Kendall? Oh, so you're saying drafting? Who's Kendall drafting tonight?
Oh, there you go, Billy.
He's going number one.
Yeah, it was a bad joke, but it's all I thought of.
Nope, very good, Bill. And the Kardashian curse is alive and well. Devin Booker was with her. They made it the finals and lost. And then this year, the number one seed got bounced. You go back to Blake Griffin, Ben Simmons, all these guys. Ben Simmons, his whole career went sideways when he was with the Kardashians.
D'Angelo Russell, Jordan Clarkson, Ben Simmons, Kyle Kuzma, Blake Griffin, Devin Booker, and whatever the number 1 through 5 pick is tonight.
And Paolo Banchero, who, by the way, was confused for Patrick Mahomes. That's what he was well known for that long ago.
I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah. Maybe it's just a matter of she's got more money than them. So she's looking for a billionaire.
The sugar
now.
Mama.
Yeah, but I wonder. You could probably bet on that on some of those offshore sites.
Listen, those will
be the next guy.
All those guys, they got millions of dollars. They're big time athletes.
Oh.
They're all begging that she,
they don't have Kardashian and Jenna money.
Oh,
that's a different world.
And she is a smart.
Well, yeah, there's that also.
My God, double smoke.
Double smoke. Yeah.
John, do you have anything?
Well, Kendall Jenner, I've told the story before how I met Kendall Jenner and took a photo, but I didn't realize it was Kendall Jenner. I was taking a picture of Kyrie Irving, who was standing behind her.
You met her or you creepily took a photo about five feet away?
I remember this. He was trying to take a photo of Kyrie and basically didn't realize
he said
that
met
Kendall Jenner
her.
Was it? No, I didn't go up and talk to her.
She was
in the roped off celebrity section. Yeah, it's the same thing. Semantics.
It is not the same thing. Having met somebody and having seen somebody?
No,
I was in her presence.
That's not meeting someone.
Anyways, that's not the point of the story.
What I'm hung up on.
I've been in the same state as Barack Obama, therefore I met Barack
you
Obama.
Met him. Yeah, you met him.
I met him. What the hell?
You got something? Kenobi finale. Keith, your thoughts?
Terrible series.
Everybody said it was poopy.
It was. It was awful.
This is what always happens with these. I watch something. I'm so emotional during it. It's great. I love it. And then I go on Twitter and I'm told that apparently it sucked.
Well, look, I thought it sucked. If you thought it was great, great. I hope everybody enjoyed it.
No, but this is just classic toxic Star Wars fan. I'm done. What do you got?
It's not. No, it's not because I love The Mandalorian. So I am not the, everything sucks and everything should have been better.
Everyone likes The Mandalorian.
Okay, well, I do. It's a Star Wars show, so it's not toxic. You think it would apply to all Star Wars shows? It doesn't.
No, it would.
You know
apply
me, John.
To,
I like Clone Wars. I like Rebels. I love Rogue One. So let's not.
Yeah, but
there.
That part of the
I even liked Rise of Skywalker.
That
part
of the fan base loves all that stuff as well. We're not talking about that.
Don't pigeonhole me into this. It's very polarizing on Twitter. I personally hated it. It was 6 episodes, roughly 5 hours of content, where I think 5 minutes of it was great. And then the rest of it was either or trash.
Yeah, you know what John's trying to do to you right now? What Wiggy was doing to Bill Burr. Yeah. Don't pull me in.
No, don't.
I'm grouping Rich with other people.
I'm not part of the toxic fan base.
I'm not grouping Rich with myself to make a point. I'm grouping Rich with other people to make a point.
I'm not toxic. I want to like things. This just wasn't very good. So Davey and I will do a full breakdown, by the way, on Monday's Dork Podcast.
Oh, I did.
My hope is with Davey.
We'll see. Yeah, I haven't talked to him at length about
usually,
it yet.
He has usually fallen on the same side as me in these Star Wars arguments. So,
all right, it's possible. He
don't let him
like
hear
it.
That, though. He might take the other side.
That's well, you well, know what? So, go. That's a good point.
That's true. He does hate
he
you.
He might bail on that.
My You Got Something is Shohei Ohtani. Show us something we haven't seen before, Shohei. So he did. He is the first Major League Baseball player with both an 8 RBI game and a 13 strikeout game in his career.
Wild.
The hook, he did it in back-to-back nights.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good.
The guy drove in 8 yep. and then struck out 13 last night.
Awesome.
Stupid.
Still the coolest thing in baseball that doesn't get enough attention because he plays for the Angels.
And that is it for us from the 18 Holes for a Cause with our affiliate down here in Providence, WEEI 103.7 FM. It all benefits the Jimmy Fund. Thanks to the great folks here at Valley Country Club and our friends at Audi Warwick, Warwick Tree Service. Mohegan Sun will be there tomorrow for MMA, which should be fantastic.
Nice.
East Commerce Solutions, big ups to my buddy Ed Medeiros, Hanush Schuler's, Whalers Brewing Company. Lenny Clark is going to be hosting the afterwards, which is fantastic. Great job by Overdressed Zeke getting us up and running. Our buddy Brian Selecki, Glenn, Ben as well, everybody. John and Billy produced it, so if something went wrong, blame them. Tomorrow it's a Friday as we get closer to a holiday weekend. We're going to try to stay focused.
That'll
as focused
be a great
as
show.
We can.
Yep.
And let's hope the Celtics give us something to talk about in tonight's NBA draft. Merlone, Foye, and Mego are next. By the way, for Keith's wife who was wondering, because she jumped on the Twitter,
yeah.
I am wearing pants.
Oh, boo.
There we go.
Boo.
So I had pants on here the
so
whole
close.
Time. I should have gone nudie.
Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh, baby.
Yeah.
Then that would have been accused of trying to be shime. That's it for us. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.